The Giants and the Dodgers are playing tonight at AT&T Park for the first time since the brutal attack on Giants fan Brian Stowe. Tensions between the two teams are at an all-time high. Stowe is in critical condition with brain injuries after he was attacked at the Dodgers home opener by two men wearing Dodgers gear. Now both teams are cracking down on security. Stacy Slaughter, the Senior VP of Communications for the Giants.
We've been working closely with SFPD following the incident that happened in Los Angeles to make sure that our security plan is fully vetted and can provide the best environment for our fans.
The Giants are planning World Series-level security measures at tonight's game, meaning they will have 30% to 40% more security than normal.
We've been sending a message to our fans throughout the week of zero tolerance of any incidents, and we're dedicating this game to Brian Stowe, and we'll be raising funds for his family and sending a message about respecting the rivalry and allowing the competition to play out on the field.
Fans will also be able to text AT&T Park Security if they see any trouble in the stands tonight. The attack on Stowe shocked both the Giants and the Dodgers communities. But Dodgers fan Sean Hernandez says violence at Dodgers Stadium is nothing new.
Always been cautious because it's always been like this. It's been really bad for a long time. It's just unfortunate that an incident like this had to happen, you know, in order for people to finally wake up.
It seems like the incident was that wake-up call for the Dodgers. Last week, they announced they are hiring former L.A. Police Chief William Bratton to revamp Dodger security. And they also announced they have a zero-tolerance policy towards violence at the stadium. They're also footing the bill for extra LAPD officers at Dodgers games later this week. Slaughter said she doesn't want people to feel nervous about going to games.
What happened in Los Angeles was not a typical Giants-Dodgers rivalry situation. I mean, clearly those people who came to the ballpark were looking for trouble. They aren't true baseball fans.
Still, some LA residents say the attack has made them rethink coming to Dodgers games.
Like, that's kind of like a fearful situation to be in. I mean, that's pretty awful.
Police are still looking for Stowe's attackers. They are described as men wearing Dodgers gear who were driven away from the scene by a woman. A $150,000 reward is being offered for any information. Stephanie McNeil, Annenberg Radio News.